Listen to this news. China's plastics glut poses new global challenges. China's burgeoning plastics industry, fueled by over a decade of rapid expansion, is facing a significant oversupply crisis. This excess capacity, driven by a race to meet domestic demand and offset the expected decline in fossil fuels, is now spilling into international markets, threatening to disrupt global trade and exacerbate existing tensions. Faltering demand. Despite operating at reduced capacity, Chinese petrochemical plants continue to churn out vast volumes of plastics, struggling to keep pace with lackluster post-pandemic demand. This overproduction, coupled with the continuous addition of new production capacity, is creating massive surpluses that are increasingly being exported, often at low prices, to countries in Asia, Africa, and South America. Transformation. China's aggressive investments in its petrochemical sector have transformed it into a dominant global force, outpacing rivals who are slowing down. This has led to a structural surplus in Asia and persistently low or negative profit margins, putting significant pressure on the global petrochemicals industry. Growing trade tensions. The surge in Chinese plastic exports is likely to strain relations with neighboring countries like South Korea, which has its own substantial refining sector. Additionally, it could further stoke accusations of state-fueled overcapacity from the US and Europe, potentially escalating existing trade disputes. Uncertain future. Without significant state intervention to encourage a shift towards specialty materials and away from low-end products, the situation is unlikely to change soon. Many producers, fueled by the belief that they can outlast the downturn and eventually dominate the market, are unwilling to scale back production, perpetuating the oversupply crisis. Future impact. China's plastics glut poses a significant challenge for the global petrochemicals industry and international trade. As the world's second-largest economy grapples with this issue of dramatic industrial excess, it remains to be seen how this will impact global markets and trade relations in the future. Policy and law, UN model law to boost warehouse receipt financing in developing nations.